transcending of 2 miles. Mrs. Sanders, I'd like you to tell us about your homeland, where you were born, and where you grew up when you were little. Could you tell us something about that?
Oh, I have to start that over again, huh?
A little bit.
Oh, homeland. My homeland was Germany. And, well, that's where I grew up as a girl. And so on.
So back to Germany, not Holland then?
Germany. Holland comes later.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And
is there anything outstanding about that you really remember about Germany and Holland? Oh, the old country.
Yeah, I have come back then. I remember in Germany as a child. Well, we grew up like children, like we were six in the family.
Oh, yeah.
And we had lots of fun. Play, working, too.
And I suppose it was farming.
Yeah.
Farming.
A little bit of farming, and so on. And we had lots of fun when Grandpa came. He, in the fall, we looked for his coming. And he brought us a big pail of honey, and we liked that.
Did he raise the bees himself?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. That was right in Germany, too.
And so on. And then when I was grown up to India, about 15, 16, I went out working on the farm. And later on, I went working as a not on a farm. What should I say?
Like an office, maybe? Mm. An office?
No, no, not an office, education. Not for that, no, yeah. No. We didn't get high school there.
That'd be like working for somebody else.
Yeah.
Working somebody else's house.
Yeah, that's it. And then I was about 24. I went to Holland. I thought there was much more money to be had.
Oh!
Anyway, worked there for a while, for a year, 2 years. That's when I met my husband. And of course, he sailed to Canada. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, from there, I don't know.
Well, what was the biggest reason for coming to Canada?
Well, the biggest reason, the way we hit over in the old country, was the money.
But there was lots of money here.
More money here. And everything was all right, lots of wheat and what else. So that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But when we came here, it wasn't so easy either. The bad years, see.
Yes, it was said that the agents would never tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That they used to always paint that everything was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
That's it.
It was a trick for you.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that you landed in Quebec City.
Yeah.
In May.
Yeah. That's right.
And then came by train.
Yeah.
All the way to Edmonton.
That's right.
And then you were there 2 months.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And then
we went to South Vancouver, yeah. And Queen Charlotte, and also on. But then slowly we cut some work. My husband was working in the mine then.
Oh, yeah. Where was he working in the mine?
We went back to Edmonton.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where the mines were.
And then I think that story about what brought you to Hazleton was kind of interesting.
Yeah. You know what that you
No,
are.
You go ahead. You
oh. Yeah, it was brought us to Hazleton. And we were through mining in Edmonton. My husband was through mining. He had a good job there. And there was a fellow staying with us, a German fellow. and he had no money. Well, he was boarding with us, that was all right. So he figured he'd go to Smithers. He heard about Smithers. And he wanted to let us know what work there was. So, all right, he went. Well, it wasn't long, we got a letter from him. There was lots of work, lots of everything, and so on. And we figured on that was good. We want to go back to meet the anyhow. So anyway, we came there and there was nothing to be had, not a thing. So we went out to jump again. And the fella still had no money and no eats. That's why he wants us there.
Sure, because you were a good cook.
Yeah, that's it.
So that was about 1930 that you arrived here.
Yeah.
1930.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was very interesting, the story you told about your dairy, how you started your dairy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got that done?
No, you don't.
Well, how we started.
You mentioned about Swede. I understand that there, the other dairy, was that right across from Benson's?
That's right.
That's where he was.
That was Swede's.
Swede's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The name was Swede's. Mm-hmm. And that's when we bought our first cows. We wanted to buy one cow, but he said, no, you better buy them all. He had no money. And he gave us $10 down on the whole works, horse and all. Bottles, everything complete. And six cows.
Six
and
cows.
That's when we started up. Buggy and all. And we started slowly. That seemed like that had not raised. And then we had to buy more cows. And when the kids start to grow up, they have to help too. 14 cows? Not many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so on.
So you had about 12 cows then in the end?
Oh, by then, yes. But they saw we got more and more when we built the other barn.
And you said something about that you paid him off in
a year
and a half?
Yeah, in a year and a half. $40 a month.
Mm-hmm. $10 down.
$10 down. That's all we had. Was no money.
Mm-hmm. And you said something about your pigs and chickens.
Oh yes, we had pigs and chickens. So that was no eggs and so on.
You sold about 150 eggs, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned about your dairy. Well, about your cooler and stuff,
yeah.
How you worked with the milk and how
delivered
it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. You have that down, you know?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, the milk. Well, first we had that old milk up there, but then we built the other one there. That was a good milk house, and we had the cooler and everything there. That worked really fine. But the milk was through the cooler, it was ice cold. And so on.
Do you remember how many customers you had?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe just an idea?
Just a minute.
100 maybe? No, not really 100.
Well, not at the beginning. But when we had more cows, well, in town practically everybody did, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Practically
everybody. Oh, yeah, about 75, so. Then later we had to, when we had more cows, we had a mine and over there, at the, what do you call it, mine again? Maybe?
Silver Standard?
Oh,
Red Rose.
Red, no, here.
Silver Standard?
Yeah, Silver Standard and Red Rose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
true. And the stores even bought some.
The hospital.
In the hospital.
Oh, yeah,
the hospital.
For years was
by
the hospital.
They got all the milk you can, see. Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned about the building of the house. So that at first you were in a little cabin.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it was a house or a log house, or was it this house that you built?
This house.
1941.
Yeah, this house.
Oh yeah.
And I think, was it your say when we moved in here, Betty?
You said something about it, 1940, 1941 you were building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you built a dairy later.
Yeah, that's right.
1947.
That's mm-hmm. right, the bigger mm-hmm. barn. The barn. Mm-hmm.
Bigger barn. So, yes, that's the thing. Anything other special about any of your help? Did you have any interesting
much.
Helpers?
A little bit, sometimes, on the in paying time or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise not, because when Joe was growing up, he could milk cows. We milk cows by hand first, but then later we had machines. So that worked out better. When everybody left, we had to do something.
Oh, yeah.
So, but Betty and Brody, they never.
They got away with it.
They got away with it.
And then you mentioned about the schools, that there were two schools.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there was something I forgot the other time. I was thinking later about that one school.
That there was a high school, and then there's a white school, and an Indian school.
That's right. And sometimes they had a high school, sometimes not. Mm-hmm. One year they had one, next year they had not children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they cut it out.
You mentioned that you remembered Mrs. Lynn being in the
high
school.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did she teach one of the children, one of your family?
Surely.
She taught Crowley.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yes, it's also really. And at one school we went to, where was that again? Your school.
Across from Mary's store.
Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah.
the high school.
Oh, that was the high school. And the others were sort of there, too.
No, it was across from Johann's.
Oh yeah.
Down past Hudson Bay where mm-hmm. Smokey Morrison and them lived.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And in them days, they had no oil or gas stoves. They just had a wood stove. And the kids had to, in the winter, they were all around the heater. And heated in the center of the school.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose they had to all take turns feeding the stove.
Oh yeah. Yeah. What else?
And then, of course, I suppose the children's play, I suppose the old hill was used.
Mm-hmm.
There was always the competition. Well, that was the only road, I guess, at Hazleton
at
that time.
Yeah.
So did the children still take chances of sliding there, too?
Oh, yes.
Always.
Yes, but
you could get away with
sleigh
it.
Sleigh riding on the
Yeah. Oh, that was all neat. Couple cars a day.
Oh yeah.
That was all. Yeah.
So I guess sliding was the big thing.
Yeah.
They never.
And Bobby Benson, he went to school with his sleigh dog.
Oh.
And oh boy, it sounds so good. He had bells on the dog there. And he went like a horse.
For goodness sake, Bobby Benson.
Mm-hmm. That was George Benson's son.
Oh, I
that
see.
Was Al Benson was his uncle.
Oh. And then he just put his dog in the pattern and for goodness sake. So where was he living?
On way out back on Tumut.
Oh.
Somewhere where you are I used where the school is now.
Oh.
But in the bush. More in the bush. Mm.
So he'd be going to high school, I suppose, or just to elementary.
Yeah.
Just a little boy. Now, you mentioned something about electricity came in 1949 or something like that.
That's right.
Oh, that must have been a big thing.
Oh, wasn't ever.
for the dairy, I guess.
Mustard, ever.
Mm-hmm. Would be a big help for the dairy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because that's where you would get your machines.
Oh yeah.
Mm. About how many machines did you have?
Two.
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 Okay. Now you mentioned about the delivery, the travel and the delivery of the milk. You know, how you delivered it. Which
In 1939 he had a first stroke.
Oh.
Yeah.
And before that, of course, it was just...
It was a buggy.
Mm-hmm. House and buggy.
Yeah. Kids went to school on a buggy.
That would be nice.
But they had to walk home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I suppose. Oh, well, that was easy. And something about... You said something about 11 years ago, and I can't remember what it was.
1965.
I guess that's when the dairy shut down, is
yeah.
that
it?
Oh, not 65, no.
Six, oh, no, no.
65?
No, it couldn't be 65. It must have been 50. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. That wouldn't be it. Because we came in 63 and you were closed already.
Oh, we closed the dairy in 54.
54.
Or 55. I think 55.
Oh, yeah.
And then daddy built, start building that up.
I see. Mm-hmm. And then he ran it as a pool room for quite a while.
That's right.
I guess, did he like that as well as the dairy?
In a way I liked the dairy, but it was not too hard work.
No, it would be much easier, I guess.
Yeah, we had the pool room and the coffee shop there.
And if you just ran it by yourself, your own family?
Sometimes, yes.
And I guess, what does a town do for milk then? I suppose that's for Mr. Wisserman took over, is that it?
I think so. Not right then. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere.
Must have been really awful when you gave up.
Oh, yeah.
The same as when Mr. Wisserman gave up, everybody was so upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you said mention about your good times. You mentioned badminton, you mentioned a show once a week.
Yeah, where the kids went to.
Well, where did they go?
Once a week there was a show.
That was in like an old town?
Yeah, in old town. Yeah. And then during the week they played badminton. What else did?
Never.
Softball.
Oh yeah, softball and stuff.
Volleyball.
They had to make their own.
Their own fun?
Yeah.
And the big sports day you mentioned.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was, I guess everybody just went to that.
Yeah.
They were, they used to have, they'd have fun for everybody, of course.
Fun for everybody. Mm-hmm. Or even Daddy and I went.
Yeah.
Well, when they were little, she took them in. But we still went out.
Yes, it used to be when I was little too. We had just had, everybody went, and there was something for everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the men would, if they wanted to,
mm-hmm.
They'd probably have a little bit of drink someplace,
yeah.
somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
so on.
And you mentioned the homes in 2 Mile. You know, you mentioned that almost like we've mentioned before.
Almost there was nothing.
That there was really very little. There was just
very little.
Mrs. Olson, of course.
Mrs. Olson and Mrs. Faulkner.
Yorks.
Who?
Mrs. York.
York. Mrs. York and
McLennan, is it? Or McLennan? I've heard McClellan. McClellan.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know how long he was there, but he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And the old bachelor was there. Mm-hmm. But that was about all. Mm-hmm.
And the rest is just bush and meadow, I guess.
That's right.
Did you have any experiences with wild animals around at all?
Yes. Bears.
Did you have any trouble with them or anything?
Yes, we had trouble with them too.
Yeah.
We had a cow stand across, see? And we had a cow had just a new calf. We went back there and we couldn't find her. We couldn't find her one night. Haunted and haunted next day, couldn't find 2 days or 3 days after, there was a boy next door, and our roadie, we were out hunting there for something, flowers or whatever, I don't know. We found her.
And she was dead?
Oh yeah, the star eaten.
Oh.
And the bear came so around. So it wasn't wrong. My husband, he got a gun out, and he was one. He got a...
Was that a grizzly or a
black? Not a grizzly, no. Yeah.
And he attacked the cow.
Mm-hmm. Big cow.
And she had her calf.
Just had her calf a couple of days ago.
For goodness sake.
Yeah.
Oh well. And that was the only animal that was any...
Oh yeah.
Did they ever play or were use the river? They never used the river for crossing, the river itself. They never played or skated on
that.
They just had the bridge.
Yeah.
Along
the bridge.
That'd be the kind of a cable bridge, was it? Kind of a cable bridge behind the hospital, was it?
I don't know. That was when you go into town.
Oh.
Yes.
The sand village. Across to South Town.
Oh, an actual bridge.
Oh yeah.
It's a wooden structure.
Oh, I see. The one that got washed out after.
1936.
Okay. Oh, that flood in 1936, that must have been something.
Oh,
We used to skate on Hospital Lake.
Oh, I see. Hospital Lake.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And did that flood in 1936 affect you in any way?
Not us, but I don't know, a town. The town was half full of water, wasn't it, Benny?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost the whole
and
street.
That street was bad there. And I remember the half the town was flooded. But here, a house went away, and some other building, I don't know what that was. Was Road Man's, the way there, Betty. I don't know what the name
was. Where was that?
In town.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he lost everything there. He was right on the river.
That'd be almost like Mrs. Forsyth had a cabin and just about lost it last time.
Mm-hmm.
Her house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't think of anything.
Yeah. Oh, Barbara, get on the dining
room. Can you think of anything? I'm just about finished. Can you think of anything else to add to that?
Not really.
Don't think of it. Maybe you'll find something. Something comes in your mind.
So long ago, and I've been away so long. I don't really remember. I remember lots at odd times, but not right now when I should.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll play it.